Welcome back to my podcast channel, where we are learning leadership together and resting in God's promise that He doesn't call the qualified, He qualifies the called. I am Kim Touchton, Ambassador Diamond with It Works Global.
If I told you my story, you would hear hope.
One of the coolest things about this Bible study that I've been in, that I've mentioned to you guys several times, is we have every week, one of the questions we have been going over is, what are the leadership lessons within the passage that we are focusing on for that day? And we're going through Luke this time around. I've told you that, but we've recently been in Luke 24. But one of the things that has really struck me throughout all of Luke, and just something that I knew, you know, it was a business principle that Pam has taught us, but it's been so interesting to study how Jesus did his ministry here on earth. You know, he only did his ministry 3 years. But if you really look at what Jesus was doing, he was really the original networker, right? He was the original network marketer. You know, he gathered 12 disciples. Those were his leadership team. He had an inner circle of five. And then, you know, he had a couple best friends. And then from there, he, you know, it was a duplicatable process. And he started a movement of disciples making disciples. And here we are today, 2,000 years later. So he was definitely the original networker. And so it's been interesting to see how he did his ministry, how he went about his work here on earth. And one of the biggest things that struck me just throughout the entire 3 years was that he always went where he was needed, not where he was wanted. And this is something we've heard Pam say, but if we look at it from a biblical context and what Jesus was doing, you know, he would be somewhere. He would be in a city performing miracles and preaching the gospel, you know, and masses of people would come to hear him, of course, right? If that's going on, people are like, what is happening? Masses of people would come to see him. But then he would move on, you know, and people would beg him to stay. Beg him to stay. You know, please don't leave. There's so many more people who need you. There's so many more people who want you. And yet he would move on. And never, I don't want to say never, many times, most of the time, he never offered an explanation, really. You know, Jesus never defended himself, even to the end, right? I mean, Jesus never defended himself. They allowed him to crucify him, and he never defended himself. But I think that's really crucial for us, you know, in this work. There's so many parallels because we are a Christian company, because, you know, so many people are believers, and there's always that bigger, we're so much more than a wrap, right? We say that all the time, and we have to remember that. There's kingdom work that we're doing within our business as well. And so when people are pulling on us as leaders, you know, especially when you get into the higher ranks with bigger teams and, you know, layers and layers of teams and different teams spread out across the country and maybe the world, and rock on if you've got international teams. That's awesome. And so many people pulling on you, and so many people want you. And then let's just think about, you know, when you go through different seasons, and let's say that this is different leaders pulling on you. You know, maybe it's leaders who, you know, you really don't need to be spending your time there right now. Maybe it's teams who bring you down. Maybe it's a leader who brings you down. And what we need to do is, you know, what Jesus did was he kept the big picture in his mind. He was always focused on the bigger picture, the grander vision of, you know, what his purpose was here on earth. His purpose wasn't to spend all of his time in one city with one, you know, big group of people. His purpose was to travel around, spread the good news, spread the gospel to as many people as he could, and teach the disciples, show them how to do this, so that when he left, they could keep multiplying and, you know, be disciples who made more disciples, and it continues. So if we think about that in the context of, you know, just our business and our work now, you know, this is all the Acts 2 church. This is Acts 2. This is how they did it. You know, they met in small groups, they multiplied, but they never spent, they didn't stay any one place with one group of people, even though that group of people really probably never wanted them to leave. Do you see what I'm saying? That one group of people probably wanted all of their time. They never wanted them to go anywhere else and work in a different city and with a different group of people. They never wanted that. But Jesus knew the bigger picture. If we stay secluded, that's the word I was looking for. If we stay secluded in this one group of leaders, one leader, one type of market that you've been working, if we never expand and we never move on, if we never go where we are needed instead of wanted, then our business, you know, our leadership, our business, that's when we can stall. So again, principles to think about. Think about, how does this apply in your own business? Have we been too laser focused on one area of our chart? Have we been too laser focused on trying to pull a leader or a group of leaders with us, when what we really need to do is be out where we are needed, where we need to find new leadership? We need to find new distributors. We need to, you know, maybe there's a new team that's budding on your chart that you really need to pour into right now. And remember, you're only one person. You have very limited time and energy. So if you're spending it all, if it's being zapped in one area of your chart, or one leader, or one group of leaders who you feel like you're having to just pull along with you, that's something you need to take a look at. So go where you're needed, not where you're wanted. Keeping the big picture in mind here. What are you trying to accomplish with your business? What are we trying to accomplish at It Works? We're trying to change the world, right? Many, many of us are trying to do kingdom work. So keep that in mind as you go along your business, especially as we go into first quarter. This is going to be really important.
Thanks for joining me today. And don't forget, I'm here every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday with a new podcast talking about leadership and reminding you that you don't have to be qualified, just called. See you next time.